Center for Inclusive Childcare welcomes you to Inclusion Matters. We share resources and information to support quality childcare for all children. By partnering with early childhood professionals, parents, grandparents, and other caregivers, we work together to help every young child thrive. Welcome to Inclusion Matters, a podcast from the Center for Inclusive Childcare. I'm Priscilla Weigel, the Executive Director, and I'm joined today by a great organization partner out there in the world of early childhood and elementary school as well, AmazeWorks. You're going to learn more about them today through my guest, Melissa Hendricks. Welcome, Melissa. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Melissa is the Business and Operations Director at AmazeWorks, and AmazeWorks is unique and special and has been around a long time doing great inclusion work. And when we were chatting about both of our organizations, I really felt like we got to have you guys on so you can tell our listeners more about what you do and how you do it. So I'm going to just let you jump in, Melissa, and help the listeners understand what is AmazeWorks.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So AmazeWorks, we have been around for about 30 years now. And we started based in elementary schools. There was a bias-based incident that had happened to an elementary student, and the parents decided we're going to use this as a teachable moment. So they worked with school leaders and developed a book project that uses children's literature to promote belonging, acceptance, respect across differences. And we now have early childhood programs all the way up through middle school. We offer training, professional development, and what I think is so great and unique about our organization is we have the professional development, the work with the educators and the adults, but then we provide the curriculum that lets them take whatever it is that they've learned, and they can do that with students because we know that both the adults and the children, they need to feel like they belong in a space in order to be at their best. And learning doesn't happen if you don't feel like you belong.
Oh, that's beautiful. And that's really our mantra as well at the Center for Inclusive Childcare. And I think that is a lovely piece that you just mentioned about the fact that you give the tools to the educators to really continue using and learning. And I think that is something that this can be a daunting task, especially with the major things that are on every educator's list for a given day when they're working with children. And then to add one more thing of how do I make sure I touch on all these things and make sure everyone has this sense of community and belonging and acceptance? That's a tall order. So how does AmazeWorks really create those spaces? How do you help educators create those spaces?
One thing that we do is we really pride ourselves on meeting people where they're at. We understand that every adult is at a different place in their journey in understanding maybe their own biases, understanding how their own personal experiences impact the way they interact with their students or students' families. And so we're there to walk with you. You know, we want to see, okay, where's your comfort level? Where do you need more knowledge, more resources? And then let's meet you there and work with you to do that. And our curriculum offers a lot of reflective practices for educators, yes, so that they're not just, you know, going in and having the conversation or reading the book, but they're understanding why. Why are they doing it? And again, that piece of how does my own personal background impact the way that I might talk about religion in the classroom, or I might handle a bias-based incident that happens between students. So we're, you know, trying to just combine, yes, we want to give you the talking points. We want to help you with the relationship with the students, but what can we also do to help you on your journey?
That's beautiful. And what a great byproduct. I mean, I know it's probably a very central goal of the work that you do, but oftentimes when folks are seeking supports for the children they serve, they don't realize that, oh, I'm going to be learning along the path as well. This is going to benefit me and my professional development, which is a huge plus.
Yes, absolutely. I think it helps create more cohesive spaces, a stronger sense of community, because, you know, we've also had, you know, teachers talk to us about when they opened up with their students and maybe shared some of their own struggles, some of their own, you know, personal stories. Those were some of the most impactful days in the classroom. And yeah, when you can have that vulnerability with your students, when you share stories, right? That's what we're about. When you share stories, you build empathy, you build connection.
That's beautiful. So let's just focus on the curriculum and the persona dolls and what an early childhood kind of package. I don't know if you call it a package, but let's say someone is coming to you that works in licensed childcare or preschool and wants to really support their community in this way. How do they go about it? And tell us a little bit more about the pieces that are happening when they go about it.
Yes, yes. There's the best place probably to go is amazeworks.org. That is our website. And we have a lot of our early childhood products on our website store. If you're wanting to just take a look there, we have 12 different persona dolls. So a persona doll is, ours are toddler size. And I know because I purchase a lot of 2 and 3T clothing over the years. For the dolls.
That was fun when we met before to just talk about this episode. And you were telling me that you dress the dolls and that you pick out those clothing items and all of that. And they're so realistic that way, though.
Yes, yes, they are. It's gently used clothing. I know whenever I go into the store and I'm buying, you know, $300 worth of clothes, I tell them, I have 12 kids I'm shopping for. So they appreciate that. Yeah. But they come in as a trusted friend, and they're there as not only as a teaching tool, but as a listener for students. You know, they help them work through problems, concerns. They talk about their families, their identities, and, you know, it's a great way for young learners to be part of the problem solving experience. You know, and I say this as a parent of a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old. They can be really great at giving advice.
Yeah.
maybe not always like taking it themselves, right? But they're there to help a friend. So that's our kind of our flagship early childhood program is the Persona Dolls. And when you purchase a doll, you also get the curriculum guide that comes with it. And that has a lot of teacher supports. It also has dozens of stories that a teacher could use as they are, or they could modify slightly for the students in their classroom. So we really want it to be something that a teacher can spend a little time reading the guide and feel like they can just go and have those conversations. That's our main program. We do have book sets, which are, you know, 4 to 6 books on certain topics. And then that comes with lessons for all of the books. Again, some of those teacher supports as well. So those are kind of the two main areas that would relate to an early childhood audience.
Yeah. And have you had, and I'm just throwing you a curveball here because we didn't really talk about this when we were planning for this episode, but have you focused ever on the family childcare setting and family childcare providers in homes, or is it primarily center-based, school-based programs that you support through your dolls and curriculum?
Right. Yeah. I mean, we work with everybody. We did have a specific program for family childcare several years ago, but we've kind of moved more towards those book sets. So it's, you know, we've got the 4 to 6 books, you know, age specific or identity specific. But yeah, I would say majority of the work that we do is in centers.
Okay. So let's say I'm an educator. I want to learn. I want to do this, but I need a little extra support from somebody on your team, maybe to just walk me through, or I have some questions, or are there things I'm guessing you provide professional development opportunities for folks as well, and just the content and how to use it, or maybe kind of, I don't know if that's a precursor or the next level.
And it could be both. Right. Okay. Kind of depending on where the school or center is or the individuals. But yes, we do provide professional development. We have a specific 2-hour training that works directly with persona dolls. So we kind of walk through how do you use them? What are best practices? How do you troubleshoot? So that's a specific program that we provide. And then we also do kind of more foundational training. You know, a lot of our curriculum is rooted in anti-bias education. And so we talk about, like, how do we apply that? What does that look like in practice? And we also, just to put this out there, I think we're going to be doing another webinar in March, but every couple of months, we offer webinars people can sign up for. And this one is going to focus on how to use persona dolls to talk about current events. Because those of us living in Minnesota over the last couple of months, there's been a lot of hard conversations that I'm sure teachers are having with their students and their families.
Yeah. I know I was just providing training to a site the other day, and they were talking about that very thing. And also each of the educators in the program talking about themselves as parents and raising their own families and having conversations with their children that they never thought they would ever have to have or navigate. And I mean, I think that when you think about these tools and resources, there's a nice ripple effect that happens. It doesn't just stay in the space in the school or the childcare or the setting where that child and that teacher are. It goes beyond that. And this is just a question too I'm having. When do you provide like materials that an educator could share with families to say, oh, we're doing things through AmazeWork, or do you help them talk through that to promote it to the families and help the families they serve understand what's happening and what are they planning and what are you providing, those types of things?
Yes, absolutely. We know that families are instrumental in the process as we go through. I know with our persona doll program, we have sample letters that, you know, teachers can send home, just introducing the doll, introducing what we're talking about. We recently put out, and this was a free resource, and you can find it on our website as well, but a guide for talking to children of all ages about immigration.
Okay.
And so we organized it by age. So if you work with, you know, kids under five versus middle school students, what are some of those talking points and questions that you can bring up?
Oh, that's helpful. That's super helpful. And speaking of free resources, I think we want to highlight some of the things that are available to people that are free for them. And I mean, you just talked about that. So folks can just go to your website and find those things on the website. And also you have something that's really cool is book bags.
Yes. Yeah. The book bags, that was kind of in response again to what's been happening. We work with a lot of Minneapolis elementary schools. And, you know, because of the insurgence with ICE raids recently, there's been a lot of students that are just not going to school. They're sheltering in place with their families. And so we contacted, we have some relationships with different publishers, and we said, you know, would you happen to have some extra books that you could donate? We would love to put together bags with their four books in a bag, and we have some little activities in there. And we asked the schools, you know, how many families do you think would benefit? And the response we got was just overwhelming. We had so much need, so many families that were not attending school. And so it has ballooned, which has been fantastic because we have even more publishers who donated. And we're putting together these book bags and getting them out to elementary schools as much as possible. We're in the middle of trying to do a fundraiser to fill all of the requests since we got so many. That's been, you know, really great and aligned with our mission. And then I also would mention, you know, for some of those free resources, if people will sign up for our newsletter, we do a monthly newsletter, and there is almost always a book lesson that we share or an activity that you can do. And a lot of those newsletters and like past blog posts are up on our website as well, because we want to make sure that whenever we're putting something out there, that there's something tangible for people to use.
So helpful and so supportive. And I'm excited about and not surprised by the response about the book bags, because what a wonderful opportunity for you all to partner with educators who they're struggling to think, how are we going to meet the needs of all these kids who aren't in our programs and aren't in our classrooms? So what an exciting and wonderful way to help supplement some of that education that's so important that's being missed. So I appreciate that you were able to share that here on Inclusion Matters. And are there any other things that you want to highlight before we wrap up our conversation today, Melissa?
I think just to emphasize that we really, you know, want to be partners with people. And, you know, if you have a question about, oh, would AmazeWorks do this, or would they have this kind of training, like, please ask. You know, we customize things. We work with, you know, creating different trainings for a specific topic. We have worked with parent groups. You know, we're doing a couple different schools right now where we're just having community sessions, and it's, you know, whatever kind of the need of that community is. We really want to bring our own, you know, perspective and our own resources to that, to be supportive.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I know from experience in, you know, we've been around for 30 years as well. So I remember the early days of AmazeWorks and just meeting folks on your team and knowing the work. It's compassionate, caring, and I love that you highlighted too. You meet people where they are on their journey, and also you're responsive from all the things you're sharing too. And that's what you have to be when you work with kids. You have to be responsive to the needs of the moment. So thank you so much, Melissa Hendricks from AmazeWorks, for joining us today. When we post this and it's live, we will connect. We will put the link to the website in the description so people can go right there and find out more about all these amazing resources that you have available. So thanks for joining me on Inclusion Matters.
Thank you so much. It's been great.
And if you want more information, as I said, you can just find it at inclusivechildcare.org. And thank you for listening. For more information and a wide range of resources, visit inclusivechildcare.org. You'll find information on our coaching services and support on topics such as healthy child development, strategies for encouraging positive behavior, and guidance on including children with unique social, emotional, and learning needs, and much more.